Texte numéro 30. Dystopian World. Singapore has trialled patrol robots that blast warnings at people engaging in undesirable social behaviour, adding to an arsenal of surveillance technology that is fueling privacy concerns in the tightly controlled city-state. From vast numbers of CCTV cameras to trials of lampposts kitted out with facial recognition tech, Singapore is seeing an explosion of tools to track its inhabitants. That includes a three-week trial in September, in which two robots were deployed to patrol a housing estate and a shopping centre. Officials have long pushed a vision of a hyper-efficient, tech-driven smart nation, but Singapore is frequently criticised for curbing the civil liberties of its population accustomed to tight controls. The government's latest surveillance devices are robots on wheels with seven cameras that issue warnings to the public and detect undesirable social behaviour. This includes smoking in prohibited areas, improperly parking bicycles, and breaching coronavirus social distancing rules. During a recent patrol, one of the robots wove its way through a housing estate and stopped in front of a group of elderly residents watching a chess match. "Please keep 1 meter distancing. Please keep to 5 persons per group," a robotic voice blared out, as a camera on top of the machine trains its gaze on them. Franny Teo was walking through the mall during the recent robot patrol trial. "It reminds me of RoboCop," she said. "It brings to mind a dystopian world of robots. I'm just a bit hesitant about that kind of concept," she added. Digital rights activist Li Ting told Agence France-Presse, "It all contributes to the sense that people need to watch what they say and what they do in Singapore to a greater extent than they would in other countries." But the government defended its use of robots, saying they were not being used to identify or take action against offenders during the tech's trial, and added they were needed to address a labour crunch as the population ages. "The workforce is actually shrinking," said a representative from the government agency that developed the robots, adding they could help reduce the number of officers needed for foot patrols. The island of about 5.5 million people has 90,000 police cameras, a number set to double by 2030, and facial recognition tech, which helps authorities pick out faces in a crowd, may be installed on lampposts across the city. There was a rare public backlash this year when authorities admitted coronavirus contact tracing data collected by an official system had been accessed by police. The government later passed legislation to limit its use. But critics say the city-state's laws generally put few limitations on government surveillance, and Singaporeans have little control over what happens to the data collected. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2021.